This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hour number two on this. How should we describe this day? Gloomy? Wet?
Pretty gloomy.
I think we need a Scraby special for a day like this.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, it is raining really hard. This is being cool here on the Entercom Empire, so if you're sitting out there.
What? Yeah, you've come such a long way, man.
That was like second year. That was the day after the Patriots and Rams played the Super Bowl.
The Rams, baby!
The Rams! But I remember just saying this as Chris was making a fantastic point about Todd Gurley. I remember this like it was yesterday.
You even remember what we were talking about.
He was
about.
Making a fantastic point, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I just said,
wow, it is raining really hard. This is being cool here on the Entercom Empire, so if you're sitting out there.
What? That was brain malfunction at its finest right there.
That never is not funny. Every time you play it, it's hilarious. We got a Daily Gambit coming your way. Here shortly, had some bets we put together yesterday. We pretty much agreed on all of the bets that we had yesterday. I don't know if there's going to be too much room for separation. I think Chris is having the best week, if I recall.
I think
I'm having a good week.
I think I'm somewhere in the middle, and Scraby's bringing up the rear, as usual. So let's hop into today's Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. I understand there is some traffic on the 5 South coming from Carlsbad. I did one time traffic in my career, by the way.
That's and your neck of the woods right there.
It is. So if you're looking for the traffic, we will have it after this segment.
But suffice to say, if you're on the 5 South,
you're listening. Listening to us.
It's going to be a while.
Yeah.
So take your relax.
We'll try to be entertaining.
There's the 8055.
Connect.
Connect going north on a work day is brutal.
Strong.
You go up there for your daughter's games.
Strong to quite strong.
It's annoying. And everybody, please don't take the bypass. It's bad.
Yeah, no, people definitely.
I'm trying to get people not to take it because I want to take
people
it.
People definitely take it. So you won't be alone.
All right. The UCSD Tritons
you guys
played
can solve
last night.
All of that. Just move into my neighborhood down the street here.
Yeah, that's true. Chris does live within walking distance, but he drives every day. I would probably drive most days too. Anyway, the Tritons. I forget who they played. Oh, Riverside.
Yes,
And they were a 12-point favorite. All of us took the Tritons. The Tritons win 91-71.
They are 19-4.
That's good.
Great year for the Tritons.
I'm going to work on getting the coach for next week.
Yeah, let's try to get him on. Get him a little exposure. No.
What is Tony?
Tony didn't like it.
He said he's going to work to try to get the coach on next week. We'll see.
I didn't say it was going to happen. I just said we got to throw it out there.
This is fair. Pacific -3.5. There's behind the scenes jokes here with Tony right now. Pacific -3.5. We all chose Pacific. They played USD, the Toreros. Pacific won, and they only won by 2, so the Toreros covered, but we lose the bet.
Yeah, Toreros. Anybody that was willing to bet on the Toreros last night cashed in.
Yes, they did.
But they still didn't win.
Now, the UConn women, they were -8.5 at Tennessee last night. Chris chose Tennessee. Tony and I chose UConn. Tennessee wins by 4, 80-76.
Straight up win.
Yeah.
That's what you get for making fun of Pat Summitt.
I didn't make fun of Pat Summitt. Just trying to figure out what the WNBA team's going to be called.
We're hating on the fact that they were thinking about naming their team.
I wanted to know if it was the Nashville Summit.
No, you did.
Or the Nashville Summit.
And then you went on to say, and who the hell is Pat Summitt?
I did not say that. Yes. I was the one who brought her up yesterday.
Basically invented women's basketball.
I never said anything about her legacy. I was just curious and confused about the name.
There, Scrape.
South Carolina -30.5 point favorites. I didn't even write down who they were playing.
Georgia.
South Carolina wins big, 74-42. They just barely covered, though, and we chose South Carolina, so we win that one. Lakers at Warriors, over under 222.5 points scored in the game combined. All of us went over. All of us were correct.
Lakers show.
Win 120-112.
Let's stop for a second. And, Scraby won't want to do it, but I'll do it. I'll congratulate LeBron James, becoming only the second player over the age of 40 ever to score 40 points in a game. He had 42, one short of Jordan's 43. Mm-hmm. LeBron is turning it up a notch lately, Tone. He's been hot.
He seems a little inspired by these moves.
He also dribbled over the center court line.
Yes, he did. And Steph Curry.
Decided to put up a shot. Like, what do you... And it went right in. It was at least a 40-footer.
It was honestly, like, the best four possessions I recall. So he came down the first one, kind of looked, passed around, got a three. Next time, dribbled up, took a three, made it. Next time, literally, this all happened. Took a three, made it. Then the fourth time, he got to the logo, like, kind of looked around. Heat check.
It was way out there. Steph Curry made 6 threes. But took 20 attempts.
Lakers did a great job.
Himself. He shot 20 threes himself. Yeah. Uh-huh. So, Lakers
don't
playing
let Jimmy
well.
Butler know that his team lost. He might be sitting out for the rest of the year.
Okay, you go.
The whole thing with Jimmy Butler really angers me.
It really angers me.
Now he's like, oh, I'm ready to play basketball again.
He said he's
what
happy.
What the heck were you doing?
He's happy to be wanted again.
Oh, your $50 million salary wasn't them telling you that they wanted you? Come on.
That's what he said, man.
Dallas and Boston.
Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just telling you what he said.
Dallas, that was a lot. Dallas and Boston. Boston -11.5. We thought AD was playing. Then we figured out AD was not playing, so I changed my
I believe
bet.
I changed minds to Chris's Dallas before it was
you
all
did?
Said and
I don't
done.
I think you did.
I
you
think
did.
I did.
No, I don't
Tony
think
and I went with Dallas. You changed to Boston.
I did change. I know I changed.
Yeah, I changed back.
I don't think Tony did.
I changed back. I talked to Chris about it. Don't you worry.
I have it down. On the way out of the building?
No, like in real time.
He called me at home.
After he said, hey, guys, last chance, 12.5. It's gone up. I said, you know what? Give me Dallas.
Dallas won straight up.
They did. 127.
And Anthony Davis came out today with a very, I give him credit for this comment. He was asked about how everybody's hating on him and the whole thing. And he says, it's up to me to go into Dallas and show all those people that they made the right move.
The right attitude.
That's the right attitude.
He's not
all
butt
hurt. Yeah, it's up to me.
They don't want me here. Yeah. They're not saying that.
You can do that behind closed doors.
You can't. Nobody knows.
Right, but I mean, to come out and say, hey, I have to go out and play and show them that they got a great player. So
that makes me
a
bigger fan of AD.
Good for him.
He's not anywhere near what Jimmy Butler is. All right, moving on.
Move on, man.
Who had more points in their game last night? Ant-Man or Jokic? You guys said Joker. I said Ant-Man. Ant-Man has a hot hand right now. He had 41.
That's his second 40-piece, yeah. Isn't it?
Two in a row.
Two in a row. And, yeah. Jokic had 28, so not shabby himself.
Scraby in the cellar, 9-14. Tony, 10-13.
I think I get 500.
Yeah, you're trying. I'm almost. I think I've wrapped the week up almost. I'm 16-7. It's been a good week for me. But we have a bunch of them because we got the Super Bowl and some fun props. Before we get to those, let's do one college basketball game tonight. UConn -4 at home against red hot St. John's and Rick Pitino. You know, UConn, we know who they are. St. John's is actually leading that conference with an 11-1 record and has won 9 straight games. But they're playing at UConn tonight. Tony, I'll let you go first. UConn -4 at home.
St. John's.
St. John's.
I cannot cheer for this Dan Hurley guy ever again.
But you can cheer for Rick Pitino, who...
That is a weird statement I'm making, but yes.
While married, never mind what he does.
Yeah, I know. I know what he did.
I can't even get into that.
I'm going to go St. John's.
You're going to go Pitino. I can't cheer.
Wait, what did Rick do again?
Oh, wait, off the air. Yeah,
was this the Louisville joint?
Yeah.
It was bad.
You name a restaurant and name a table in that restaurant, Rick Pitino was there. I'll tell you at the break. I'm taking UConn. I'm taking UConn because I think the refs will be scared to call a foul.
Maybe.
On them. Tomorrow, number one ranked Auburn is home to a very good Florida team. Maybe the game of the day tomorrow in college basketball. Florida's ranked number 6 in the nation. So, but Auburn, number 1, they are, with a 14-game winning streak, an 8.5-point favorite over Florida. Scraby.
I'll go Florida.
You're going to take Fla?
Fla.
I'll take, Florida played terrible at Tennessee. I'm worried about them on the road. I'm going to go with Auburn. Another blowout win. Tony?
Give me Flo.
Fla? One game in the NBA tonight, OKC -19 at home against Toronto. OKC's been running it up. They got to win by 20, but I'll take them.
Is Ingram playing today? Do we know?
I don't know. I mean, none of these guys seem like they're ever going to get to their new teams.
No,
it's like all taking a long time. I'll take OKC. Tony?
I'll take OKC, too.
All right. Scrape, 20 points or
I'll
19.
I'll take OKC.
Never mind, he says.
Bet against them.
All right, into the Super Bowl we go.
Let's go.
Let's go. Over, under 48.5 points for the game. 48.5 points over, under Tony. What you got? Just thinking it through.
Wow.
25-24 would make it over.
Yeah.
Over.
Going over. Scraby?
Think whoever wins 24-21. Under.
That's under. Okay. I think it's going to be a much bigger defense. I think these are two good defenses. We haven't really, give them a lot of credit. I'm going to say under also. We'll take a break. When we come back, I got 4 or 5 prop bets we can check in on. Talk a little bit more about the Super Bowl and get a little further into hour number 2 of Gwen and Chris. After a much-needed check of traffic.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast.
Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
.319 on the clock.
I think it is. We get so confused.
You took us home. I think that's why you think that. Real quick before we get into this next, yeah. I think it's only right that we congratulate our boss, Adam Klug.
I'm a little bit upset.
Why? Because he beat us?
Yeah. Got a higher ranking than we did.
Well, I guess because he's the boss, he should.
All right.
It's fixed.
It's fixed, but ours isn't fixed.
Scraby was being Debbie Downer yesterday.
The NFL referees are voting on this, obviously.
Wow.
And they put Adam ranking than our show.
Shout out to Adam. What was the exact title
Number
for 18?
18, brand manager, program director of major markets.
There it is.
Nicely done, Mr. Adam Klug.
Yeah, he did take it home one spot ahead of us, which, don't think I didn't think that when I saw
it. Oh, I did immediately. Yes, yeah. I did immediately. But I sent him a little note today to congratulate him. And I told him in the note, I said, you are kind of crazy and drive us nuts sometimes.
But
this is an honest group right here.
It's honest.
Has.
I mean, he does, but he knows he drives us crazy, but it's a necessary thing. And he really does a great job as our program director. People don't realize how much hard work he puts in behind the scenes.
He definitely does.
But we do appreciate it, and congrats.
I like locking horns every once in a while with Adam. It's a good exercise.
Yeah.
But
it's very awkward for me.
I think Chris put it perfectly. It is a necessary evil, and it makes us better. So
it does.
Shout out to Adam.
It does.
Mr. Klug.
Yes. I told him on Saturday, because he was at FanFest all day, I was like, you know, it makes it so much easier to work hard when your boss is down there doing stuff that he could be at home just, you know, not doing. So he was put all the videos up, all the different videos from the media availabilities, all that stuff.
Good job, Adam. Thank you and congratulations. Number 18 in the country for him. We get back to a couple of these. I got some fun prop bets that I thought we
would
do.
Real quick, we have a question about Connor Jonan. We're not going to go into it, but it's being asked, is he a Padre yet? The reports are that he has been signed by the Padres, but the Padres have not made it official. So that's where we're at with that.
Yes, it is reportedly.
Yes, reportedly. But John Heyman's saying it, Dennis Lynn's saying it. Dennis Lynn's pretty connected.
Until we get the official press release,
it's reportedly.
Reportedly.
All right.
Okay.
Super Bowl bets.
Some pooper. Pooper.
What did you just
say? The pooper.
Wait a second.
That's 322.
I have two now because I found Chris's cat reference the other day.
The cat swinging was a classic.
It's got to go in. I found it, but now we got Pooper Bowl.
Yes.
All right. Puppy Bowl, Pooper Bowl, you name it. Do you ever watch the Puppy Bowl, by the way, either of you?
Yes, of course. You I do. Love dogs.
Yeah, my wife makes us watch. She makes us tape the thing. All right. A couple of prop bets for fun. First, this is a straight-up one, but Saquon Barkley, 110.5 yards.
Total?
All right. Over or under rushing.
Rushing
only.
Okay. All right.
A lot of people think this is easy for Barkley, but the Chiefs haven't given up a 100-yard rusher in any of their last 19 playoff games.
Right.
Nor did they give up one this season. So Barkley's going to have to do something that really no one has been able to do if you think he's going to go over. Scraby, you're first here. Over, under 110.5.
You know, I feel like Spagnola, is that his name?
Steve Spagnola.
He's smart enough to know that their only chance of winning is to shut down Saquon.
Okay.
On the defensive side, so I'm going to say under.
Under. I just have a sneaky suspicion that they're going to shut him down all except for one 70-yard burst somewhere.
It could happen.
He's been doing it regularly. I'll say over. Tony.
What's the number?
110.5.
Under.
Under. All right, here's one that I'm putting on here because I was going through one of those real serious gambling things, and they asked one of the guys, what is your number one prop bet for everything? Somebody who's looked at every prop bet. And the prop that the guy chose on, and then I'll tell you which way he went after we pick, Xavier Worthy, 6.5 yards rushing. Rushing only.
I like that.
You're going jet over
sweep.
Or under.
Yeah, that's basically what
that's
it is.
That's like basically one jet sweep.
Maybe. Hey,
because he could do the shovel pass, but that's a pass.
He's got to make 7 yards if he gets it. Over or under, I'm first. But I don't want to say what I, because I know what the guy
picked. This is a very strange bet to say this is your lock.
This was his lock. So what do you? I'll let you guys go first, and I'll tell you what he said.
I think he gets one or two jet sweeps, so yes, I'll go over.
Over. Okay. Tony?
Over.
Over. The gentleman who, you know, and we'll, I like to check on stuff like this, he said he's betting everything he's got over.
Really?
Says the Chiefs are going to have to run a couple of jet sweeps at least with the running game that they have.
Who was this guy?
I don't know. We'll
he
see how
like
smart
Pacheco,
he is.
Huh?
He doesn't think Pacheco or Kareem is worth much, and
I think he
thinks
wrong.
That the Eagles or the Chiefs got to do some running with Xavier Worthy.
I think Pacheco is a good running back, but he's coming off of a broken leg.
That leg ain't quite right yet. I got you.
All right, here's a tough one. Maybe a tough one. Will the jersey number of the first touchdown scorer be under 15.5 or over 15.5? The jersey number of the first TD. So if you think it's Saquon, you're going to go over because he's number 26. Jalen Hurts would obviously be under.
Mahomes would be under.
Mahomes is number
15,
yeah, so that'd be under.
What number is Xavier Worthy? He's number one.
Number one. There's a lot of unders, but you got Kelsey is over.
Pacheco's 19.
Anyway, all right, you don't have to go through every player here. I'm going to say under, but it's just a guess, really.
So if it's Mahomes, he'd have to run it in for
yes. If he runs it in, it's whoever scores the actual
first
touchdown.
I'm going over 15.
You're going with like a Kelsey or you know
anyone
AJ
over
Brown?
15. Yeah, anyone.
AJ Brown's 81.
Yeah.
No. Script?
No, he's 11.
He's 11.
Oh, AJ Brown?
Ooh.
Yeah, he's 11.
Oh, he is 11. Wow, you want to change? There might actually be
what's
more.
What's D-Hop? You know what? I'm going under.
I think
I'm going
under 15.
Changing now.
I'm going under 15.
All right. Scrape. Some lineman rumbles in. That would be over, most likely.
You know what? It's going to be a Jalen Hurts tush push under.
Everybody's going under. Okay, we'll see if that works out. 3 field goals total in the game, over or under. This could end up as a push, of course, but...
3 field goals?
Total.
Total. Oh.
Yes, Tony's first. So 4 or 2. If it comes out 3, obviously it's we get a push there. Over 3 field goals, Tony, or under? In the game.
I'm going to go over.
Okay.
My goodness.
Struggled with that one, didn't he?
Under. I'm going under.
Oh, God.
Oh, come on.
Going under.
You know that I do this in pen.
I'm sorry, my friend.
And you know that he stares at it all weekend knowing that he had to scratch it out.
Yes, it bothers me.
I'm going to go under because I guess 24-21.
So that would be 1 field goal
yes,
if that
it would.
Turns out. I'm going to go over because I picked both kickers in my fantasy.
That is true.
So I'm hoping there'll be a lot of field goals. Last one. Will any quarter see 22.5 points or over that?
Combined.
Sorry. Combined.
Mm.
So will any quarter have more than 3 touchdowns plus something?
That's a tough one.
No, there's no way.
Scrape says no way.
Give me that again.
Any quarter, will the total points be over 22?
Like that someone scoring, four touchdowns is basically it.
I'm so a 14 to 10 quarter, something like that. You say yes?
I would say yes.
Wow.
Scrape, you know I say no because I said a low scoring game. And the final one.
I thought that was the final
one. I know, I changed. Will there be a successful 2-point conversion in the game? Yes or no? This used to be obviously an easy one. Nobody really ever did it. But I do think it's going to be a weird score somehow. So somebody will do a 2-point conversion. Yes. Tony?
No.
Scrap?
I think yes.
Also yes.
I can see the Chiefs just like having the last play of the game.
I can see the Eagles
needing to go for two and
I can
go
see
for
the
it.
Eagles
wait, they just have to they have to complete it or they just
convert
have to do
have to
it.
Make it.
Yeah, I'm going to say
convert
no.
it.
I think the Eagles on their first touchdown may try a push for 8-0.
Why not?
You never can tell.
I have some more baseball news, guys.
Well, give it to us after the break because we're running
favorite.
Late.
Yeah, we're gotta go.
We gotta go, Scrape.
Oh, you're gonna Tony just needs have to go.
You're just gonna have
no,
to.
I don't need to go, but we need to go.
Oh, I see. Show. Yeah, I thought. Never mind. Go ahead, Chris.
Tell us when we come back.
Okay,
Scrapey's got news. Don't miss it. Be careful driving in the traffic. Gwen and Chris.
3:34 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, Matt Scrapey. We've got our countdown. We've got our countdown. I didn't know what was going on there.
I didn't know what was going on either.
We're
but
telling secrets about you, Tony.
Yeah, it's all good.
Don't you worry about it.
Tony's proud to smell today. Y'all ain't right.
I have to pay off on my thing before we get into the countdown.
Okay. Well, why don't you go do that right now?
Okay. The White Sox.
Oh, yes. Your news.
Have DFA'd former Padres reliever Steven Wilson, everybody.
All right.
Now.
He's available again.
He is available. They need some bullpen arms.
Padres?
Yeah. Not sure what's going to happen there, but.
Had some success here.
Yes.
Had a lot of success.
It's right
here.
There for them if they want it. So there's the news. Do we worry that he's been DFA'd by the White Sox?
Well, I think what you worry more about is, even though it was the White Sox, 1-6 with a 5.71
ERA.
Yeah,
he didn't pitch well last year.
Doesn't exactly sing out that he was pitching well.
That's true.
But he was, as Tony said, pretty good here.
Pretty productive.
Yeah. He was. I mean, we were all pretty heartbroken when he was the guy who had to...
We were heartbroken for him because Tony saw him.
I was about to say, we weren't heartbroken that it happened. We were heartbroken that he had to go through it.
Yeah,
we certainly weren't upset that Dylan Cease was becoming
a
problem.
But
Tony saw Steven Wilson right before this happened, didn't he?
I literally talked to him
right
2 minutes before it went down.
So that's why
we called
that.
That's so brutal. You're his Grim Reaper.
He's like, get away from me, Tony. Bad things
happen. If he does come back, he's not going to talk to you ever again.
No, it's over.
That.
It's over for me.
All right.
Joe reportedly signed.
That's correct.
That's the
reportedly. You're just tuned in.
Yes.
Reportedly.
Joe.
Do we need to check traffic before
we do
this? Let's check traffic, then the countdown.
It's now time for Gwen and Chris to rank their top five of the day.
Gonna grip and rip as usual.
But this isn't just a regular top five list.
I love it. It sounds sadistic, but I love it.
This is the countdown. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, the countdown is amongst us. And we're putting it together. Some of us are still putting it together.
Scrappy, give everybody a little preview of what today's countdown is about.
Crybabies.
Scrappy, you're not eligible, luckily.
This is the second time he's made that joke today.
I mean, it's the truth.
Funny either
you time. Would be number one on the list, at least in me and Chris's
I'm
eyes.
Not a crybaby.
You kind of.
You are a whiner.
I am not a whiner.
You definitely are.
I'm not.
You definitely are.
Okay, we can go. I'll just say I'm not for the rest of the show if you want me to.
Well, I mean, you know, how did this happen?
How did what happen?
How did this happen?
How did this topic come up?
No, how did this happen? The greatest whiner moment of all time. How did this happen?
How did this happen?
Oh,
yes.
A little slow today, Chris.
I was slow with you there, buddy.
All right.
Scrap, I think you should...
Still trying to find it.
How did this happen?
Considering that, you know, you are that guy, I think you should go first.
All right. I will go first.
Number five.
To the top, just to make sure everybody's got the category, the top five crybaby / whiners in sports history.
History.
Can be anywhere. Can be anybody. Yeah.
This is some recency bias, I think, but Patrick Mahomes is my number five.
And when has he ever whined? Other than the one really call that Buffalo made.
That's why.
That's it?
And no, there's some other things that he does. Like he does the whole flopping thing on the sideline.
That's
he
not
does
whining.
He gets up when he gets hit sometimes. He runs over to the ref. He's like, did you see him hit me in the head?
I've never seen that.
Did you see him? Did you see him?
I can't stand.
We
I
know
think
you
he's
hate
a
him.
Great football player.
We know you
can't
hate
stand
him.
The Chiefs right now. So Patrick Mahomes.
Great.
Did you see him hit it?
You're funny, bro. You are funny.
I don't know that was high enough pitched in your voice to be Patrick Mahomes, but it was close.
I remember I swore off doing his voice ever again because I felt like I was being mean.
Right. So Patrick Mahomes is your fifth
recency
biggest
bias.
Whiner
recency
crier
bias.
In
yes.
sports history.
Yes. Yes.
Do we differentiate the word whining?
Complaining, crying.
Versus complaining.
Now, complaining is in the...
Is it the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Complaining is...
I got to put my man on here. I didn't really want to.
Okay.
I'm going to start at number five for me, as we all are, Bob Brentley.
Thank you, Tony.
I always felt like Bob
I can't believe there's four that complain more than him, but he's way up the list.
And I got to say, I like Bob. He comes into...
You do
our
like him. He's nice.
He's a nice man.
Yeah.
But I thought as a kid watching him manage, he was always complaining about something.
Well, the biggest thing was the bun.
The bun thing, yeah. That probably put him over
that
the
top. That started it,
yeah,
and then he
sure.
just continued on and on. I mean, he hated everybody, and everybody hated him.
Oh, and then he's been making comments about the Padres over the years.
He's made a lot of them. Yeah, he's upset, I think, every single team in the NL West at least once. He's also been fired from his job, or at least not fired... Furloughed from his job.
Furloughed.
For complaint. What was that one about? Do you remember, Scrape? He did something.
He said something about Tatis's jewelry or something. Remember when he was wearing it? It was something.
Oh, no. It was the do-rag that...
Marcus
Stroman was wearing.
That's
there
right.
we go.
Yeah, Bob Brentley, at the very least...
I mean, we had a couple to pull from. That should tell you everything. Yeah.
At the very least, he's tone-deaf. He just is. So, good one, Tony. Really good one. All right, my number five just got onto the list this year. But he has jumped and leaped and cried and slammed and whined his way onto this list. Dan Hurley. Dan, you're an embarrassment to the coaching profession. And unfortunately, you're kind of an embarrassment to a team that's won two straight national championships. You ought to handle yourself with a tad more class.
I agree.
Dan Hurley, number five.
I agree.
Okay.
All right.
Number four.
My number four is someone that you guys are going to immediately co-sign on. Brian Kenny of the MLB Network. He complains.
Oh, we can include broadcasters on this.
I guess we can.
Oh, okay.
Well, you just did. Bob Brentley kind of.
Well, I was thinking manager, but yeah, I guess it works.
Every time I watch that guy, he's saying something negative about the Padres for some reason.
It is unbelievable. I mean, it's so consistent.
And he's like telling them to blow up the team, and then they make the playoffs. He's like, well, you know, it's because they're a good team. Like, wait, you said blow up the team.
I think we should change this list to the five people you hate the most.
That could be true. Yeah. But no, Brian Kenny's my number four.
Since we can add him on there, whew, there
yeah,
you go.
That changes things.
Number five for
Bye,
me.
Brian Kenny. Ugh. I'm tired. The only thing I don't like about us mentioning him is that he gets mentions.
Yeah.
Like he's. I wish he didn't even get any mentions.
For that.
Yeah.
Is it my turn?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
We'll just call him BK. All right, he won't get another mention.
Okay. There you
but
go.
He is definitely on the list of. Crybabies.
We're going to have it our way.
I see what you did there.
Thank you. Chris?
I mean, it's just, I know, I want to continue with BK. I mean, they make the list of the top right fielders, and, like, he won't even have Fernando in there. Like, he's just an idiot.
His war is not.
Along with his opinions being terrible. I can't believe there's somebody there.
His F war isn't high enough.
There's somebody at MLB Network who looked, you know, watches him go, boy, that guy's good. You know? Gotta give him the biggest spot on the TV. You know, I don't get it.
I don't get it either. Mark did say Bob Brenly did talk about Tatis running with a bike chain around his neck. But that's not the one he got suspended for. The do-rag comment was.
The do-rag comment got him. But he did talk about he's not...
he's tone deaf.
The new generation is not his stilo, if you will. Yes.
All right, number four was a close call between two NBA players. One of them, a former player that never fouled anyone, and another who's a current player who's never fouled anyone. I went with the current player, Luka Doncic. Sorry, Tony.
It's all right.
But he has got to improve.
He's working on himself.
On this whining to calls in the NBA. Because he's too good. He doesn't need to. Just play through it. You know, you're not going to get every call. He ought to know it by now. Anyway, Luka.
Number three.
My number three is actually going to be... I can't decide. There's just so many people that I can put on this list. But I did hate Brooks Koepka pretty...
Oh, I did. Brooksy.
You know,
Brooksy was whining. That was just a year or two where he was bad.
Yeah, it was like before he was... When he was winning
like
all
right
his majors.
When he got good, yes, and then yes. When his knees started hurting, he started declining.
Yeah, and then he started talking about how he would...
That's
he,
a good call.
He would much rather have played professional baseball than golf. Golf is just a job.
I actually could have replaced Brian Kenny with Brooks for that or those 2 years. He was as high as it got.
But then we talked about it the other day, and I've been thinking...
That's why I took him off.
I kind of miss him from the tour when he does the watch thing when he wants someone to speed up. That's pretty good. So Brooks Koepka, my number three.
Good one.
This one I kind of realized last night as I was watching a game. We often think of him as volatile, but I don't think Draymond has ever committed a foul in his life.
Because...
And he is demonstrative when he doesn't think he fouled somebody.
He would scare me if I was going to fish. He really
told
would.
The ref yesterday.
I mean, you're going to go up to his face and give him a T-sign? I mean, he's going to haul off and slug you.
Hey, he told the ref last night, because they did miss a blatant backcourt violation. They missed.
Blatant. Did you see Steve Kerr's reaction?
Steve Kerr was stomping.
He ran out onto the center of the court and punched his fist in the air, and they didn't give him even a warning.
That's a sign that they knew they missed, they let it all roll.
Yeah.
So Draymond ends up getting fouled. He's at the free throw line. He missed the first one, and I think LeBron might have spared it because he starts like basically antagonizing him as he missed it, and it set Draymond off because the referee tried to hand him the basketball, and he basically told him, in a not so nice way, to get out of his face.
Way out of my face.
And that earned him a T. But I watched him the whole night, and man, I don't know if he's actually saying anything, but it looks like he's really angry.
He looks angry.
So
an awful lot.
I put him at three.
He's angrier than Tom Thibodeau, and that's saying something.
That is saying something.
Four strips, Thibodeau.
Yeah.
Homer Simpson haircut. Four strands, Thibodeau. Yes. I should say.
All right, my number three. I think you'll appreciate this, Tony. I'm going with Pat Riley, and it's not a negative. It's because Pat Riley was the first person to invent complaining and whining about the officials in the media, so that the next game your team would get calls. And he started it with the Lakers when they used to play the Celtics. And he continued it throughout his career, and he had great success with it. Phil Jackson took up for him and did the exact same thing. Phil Jackson did the exact same thing, always in the media, not whining and crying.
But who was the person that you...
Pat Riley.
Oh, I don't know why you said Pat, and I thought Patrick Ewing for some reason.
Oh, no,
like...
Pat Riley. Pat Riley was a great... He did all this mentally to get under the skin and just get referees to be thinking about maybe giving the Lakers a couple extra calls in the next game. And I think coaches for never more now do it, especially in the NBA with the best of seven
series. It's definitely a real strategy.
It's a real strategy now. But Pat Riley invented it.
All right. Number two. Some honorable mentions from the chat. John McEnroe. That's a great one. Maybe it's on Chris's list. It might even be on Chris's list.
That might.
Is a good one. Danny says, Luka, Draymond, LeBron, Mahomes, and then his fifth is his wife. So,
oh boy,
I'm not putting my wife on this list, buddy.
Okay, my number two has changed many times, but since you covered Draymond, I'm going to take him off the list, and I'm going to add someone that got on the list last year, Ken Rosenthal.
You're going all media person.
Well, I just can't stand the media people that are like, oh well, I know what's right, and so if I write it, it's true, type of thing. And
is that what he said?
I struggled with that, I'm not gonna lie. But during the playoffs, when he wrote that article about Manny being a, you know, being a poor sport and jerks and profar, just that whole thing lost me. And then recently he's been flip-flopping on his viewpoints. Like, before, it was bad that Peter Seidler spent money because it wasn't sustainable. Now, he's writing that it was great that Peter Seidler spent money. Like, pick a side, bro.
We hate him.
Okay, go ahead, Tony.
No, I'm not going to defend him. Number two on my list, John Lackey.
Ooh.
John Lackey, former pitcher.
John Lackey, I felt like, used to complain about every pitch he didn't get.
Did not know.
He didn't like if you swung too hard. He did. He seemed like he's always like complaining. He had the complaining face too all the time.
The complaining face is a key.
It just like went with him everywhere he went. John Lackey, number two on my list.
John Lackey. Number two for me is probably the scariest individual on anybody's list, but nobody complained and whined harder, more than Robert Montgomery Knight. Bobby Knight would be number two.
Yes, he would.
He picked up a chair, he threw it across the floor, and that's one of the tamer things that he did. The look on Bobby Knight's face when he got angry was pretty intense.
Yes, it was.
He seems like he was the reason why the term red came out. Red.
R.A.?
Yeah.
And we've told the Ben Higgins story too many times.
Yeah. Yes, we have.
But Ben trying to interview him, asked him a question. Second question, Bobby Knight just, Ben turned to put the mic and he was gone.
I'm out.
Didn't even, just left. Bobby Knight, little, had kind of a short fuse.
We're getting some Dave Roberts on the chat.
Oh, well, that's understandable.
My number one has changed also many times. I was going to say Dodgers fans, but they're not so much complaining as gloating, so I can't put them in that list. But I can put Madison Bumgarner on this list.
Oh, that's a good one.
He was a Giant, and when I went to college there, I loved Madison Bumgarner, but when he wasn't playing for a team that I cared about, he was so annoying.
That's a solid.
The stare downs, the unwritten rules that he was so mad about.
That people started looking for him to do it when they did something off of him, like Max Muncy.
Yeah.
Couldn't wait.
It's just Mad Bum complained all the time about everything. And you Max could. Muncy, actually, the only good thing he's done in his life was
tell him to go get the ball out.
Yeah, get the ball out of the water up in San Francisco. So Mad Bum.
You know what? That's good enough to where I'm going to still at least make that a half choice for me. So Madison's going to be 1A.
Scrab, I just sent you a short video. Have it handy for my number one, please, if you can get it up there.
I love how Chris goes, have it handy for my number one that you need in 10 seconds.
Well, if you can do it.
I'm a stall. Madison Bumgarner will be
1.5.
1A or 1B.
Okay.
Number one on my list, Sergio Garcia.
Oh, my goodness.
It just seemed like this guy was crying.
I don't know
how
he hit the golf ball with the water running out of his eyes.
He was complaining about everything, and it was at a time where Tiger was at his peak. So it was he was upset about really losing to Tiger so often.
Yeah, he was.
It just seemed like
didn't he finally win a major?
Yes,
I was so upset. I did not want him to.
I actually kind of wanted him to win a major.
I was too.
I really feel bad for guys that are like career second place finishers.
He was like whining about things even in the major that he won, I felt like.
Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, Sergio Garcia, Madison Bumgarner, they share the one spot with me.
All right, Chris.
My number one was mentioned by the chat. When it comes to whining and complaining, you have to stand in awe of John McEnroe. This is Wimbledon.
He's looking at the referee now, very angry.
The ball just came up on.
It was a bit of a spread, Mr. McEnroe. That was a good ball.
Excuse me?
That was a bit of a spread.
But you can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious! That ball was on the line. Chalk flew up.
I don't think anything ever got better than "you cannot be serious." But he was unbelievable when it came to complaining. He's so popular now. I enjoy watching his work. I've read a couple of his books. I think McEnroe is a terrific guy. But, man, he's something switched when he got out on the court. The one thing that he said was correct, though. It was back when he played, the refereeing was bad. The linesmen were bad. And he was trying to get it to finally get better somehow.
He did. And he worked.
He sure did.
Can you imagine might have not benefited from it.
No, he didn't, but the rest of tennis has.
Can you imagine how hard it would be to be a referee back in those days? Because now it's like the referee just sends it to the video monitor, but now you have to, or back then you'd have to
look
at it.
You cannot be serious!
Oh. His hair is great in this video, too. He doesn't have much
John's
hair
from,
now.
He's from New York, isn't he?
Yeah, he's from Queens, New York.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. You could just hear it seeping through his body.
If you ever want to...
The Chuck! He goes, the Chuck went up in the air! And he, like, throws his hands in the air.
If you have some time and want some fun, I got that on YouTube, but there's, like, 12-minute-long videos of McEnroe outbursts. Not just that one, but there's a ton of them out there, so it's kind of funny to watch.
You cannot be serious.
4 o'clock hour on the other side. When we return, we're going to Chris.
Chris versus fans.
Oh, I'm sorry. Chris versus fans, 833-288-0973.